What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this article that came out over at Zero Hedge, The Twilight of Unipolar American Power. And it does look like it. I mean, following the end of World War II, the United States was pretty much it. And yes, there were rival superpowers that were growing. But especially since the fall of the Soviet Union, everyone sort of just accepted the United States was the world's only remaining superpower, and it's fading, like the Roman Empire. So this article basically starts with a reminder. Back in 1962, the former U.S. Secretary of State, Dean Acheson, quipped, Britain had lost an empire and yet has to find a role. And the same thing could be said of the United States right now. It's losing its hegemonic domination of the global economy. It has lost much of its manufacturing. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. What is a nation to do? It is clear that this nation, this government, is on the way out. The only question is, will it go with a bang or a whimper? And unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a bang, which is what the bankers want. The more war, the more profit for the bankers here. Now, Trump, in his speech in Hamburg, has reaffirmed America's commitment to NATO's Mutual Defense Pact, and in particular that article that says an attack on one NATO nation is an attack on them all. And he's out there criticizing Russia, saying that Russia's behavior is destabilizing. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Now, he has backed off this idea that Russia interfered with the last year's elections, and apparently it is not on the agenda for the coming meeting between Trump and Putin, over much screaming by the Russia-bashing contingent of the White House. And actually, when Trump was giving his speech in Poland, he said other people in countries could also have been trying to influence the U.S. elections. Yeah, like Israel. Everybody knows Israel's tampering with our politics on a constant basis. And Hillary. Everyone's trying to find a connection that Russia hacked the U.S. election. Why are they not devoting the same energy and intensity to investigating Hillary? They still haven't found any solid evidence of any kind of collusion between Trump and Russia. Meanwhile, more details are coming out about John Podesta, Hillary's campaign chief, and his ties with Russia. And apparently during a heated Fox Business interview with Maria Bartiromo, Hillary Clinton's former campaign chief Podesta made a series of misleading statements about his involvement in a company that received $35 million from the Russian government while Clinton was serving as Secretary of State. And even the New York Post is out there saying it's time to investigate John Podesta's Russian tie. And I agree, and it is time to investigate that Uranium One deal. It's time to investigate the quid pro quo over at the Clinton Foundation, the pay for play. It is just absolutely galling how the system is trying to find any little tiny thing they can use to attack Donald Trump when there is this huge, gigantic pile of evidence of wrongdoing by the Clintons and Obama, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, and everyone's just saying, no, I don't see it, I don't hear it, you can't make me, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, former CIA analyst Fred Fleets, in an interview on Fox News, basically said that the U.S. intelligence report that blames Russia for hacking the election was created by a hand-picked group of 12 analysts. They don't have any evidence. Basically, he's come on out and said these were pro-Obama intelligence officials, and they simply fabricated the report. Because that's what intelligence agencies do. They lie to you. And by the way, the federal government, federal investigators, still cannot get their hands on the DNC server that was claimed to have been hacked by Russia. Now, a little bit of bad news. Representative Steve Scalise is back in intensive care. He'd been out of intensive care following his shooting. and he was in fair condition. Now he's been downgraded to serious. Apparently, he's developed a very serious infection, which suggests that maybe when they were operating on him, that they didn't really get all the refuse or waste material out of his abdomen that they should have. And so now they've got him in intensive care. So it's unfortunately not looking good at the moment here. Now, Brett Stephens, who is a never-Trumper, is out there declaring that all supporters of the president are idiots and bigots. And then he goes on to say that you should admire the elites. Can you hear the arrogance in this man? We are the elite. Don't question us. Don't doubt us. You should just admire us. Kneel before Zod. I'm going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now then, I have a question for Brett Stephens, who wants us all to admire the elites, of which he clearly sees himself as one. When do the elites start acting admirably? One admires people who are acting admirably. We don't admire elites who are clearly elitists and think that they should just decide how the world should be for the rest of us. And that is not democracy, and that is not the United States of America. Sarah Sanders came out with a really cute comment about CNN, saying that on Independence Day, instead of lighting fireworks, CNN blew up the last remaining shard of credibility. And they're still getting all this fallout over their attempt to blackmail this Reddit poster over this spoof video of Trump body slamming CNN at a wrestling event. And then it turned out they targeted the wrong guy. Then it turned out that what they had done was illegal under both New York law and Georgia law. And Trump has come on out on this saying that he thinks they've hurt themselves badly. And he's absolutely right. CNN has really shot itself in the foot. And now they're going to double down, because now CNN is out there saying they have heard word of damning transcripts of Kushner and Bannon making deals with Russia. And of course, CNN doesn't actually have these transcripts. And by the way, a transcript doesn't mean the phone call actually took place. You can make up a transcript. But CNN is saying that they have inside sources who've seen somebody who claims that they've seen this transcript of these conversations that absolutely prove that there's collusion between Russia and Donald Trump. They're still out there. CNN's Jim Acosta apparently accused Donald Trump of spreading fake news by pointing out that only 3 or 4 intelligence agencies, and not all 17, claim Russia interfered with the 2016 election. Now, obviously, Jim Acosta has missed the recent articles in the New York Times and Associated Press in which they have retracted that very story of 17 U.S. intelligence agencies claiming Russia interfered in the 2016 election. So once again, CNN has egg all over its face, turning themselves into an omelet. Now, over at Zero Hedge, they have an article that should serve as a warning to all of us here in the independent media. After failing to prove the Trump-Russia collusion, Democrats are now setting their sights on pro-Trump websites. And we know it's not just the Democrats, it's also the corporate media as a whole. They're basically smarting over the fact that a bunch of independent media websites with no money whatsoever were able to overcome the corporate media cheerleading sessions for Hillary Clinton last year on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, The Washington Post, New York Times, etc., ad infinitum, ad nauseum. And so now they're on the warpath, hacking our servers, more importantly, trying to attack our credibility. And this is where we go on back to how Alex Jones basically got suckered with this interview in which this individual claimed that American pedophiles had established a secret human colony on Mars where they were keeping these pedophile children prisoner, blah, 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 blah. Nonsensical, completely nonsensical. And Alex Jones would have been well advised to express his skepticism, and he didn't. And to nobody's surprise, it's now all over the corporate media, oh, Alex Jones thinks pedophiles are, you know, set up a colony on the moon. And when Alex Jones fell for that, the Pizzagate comet ping pong, that turned out there was nothing there. And I tried to communicate with him and warn him. I say, it smells like a setup, and we need to be careful because they're trying to set us up. They're trying to get us to run fake news that are just pouring on out there. They're trying to find a way to discredit the independent media. There's no way the corporate media can get their credibility back. All they can do is try and shatter ours to level the playing field. And so it comes as no surprise that my inbox on my mail application is just full of all these stories about how the Apollo moon landings were fake. Stanley Kubrick even admitted it in this film interview, and that one's all over the web right now. And by the way, I did briefly work with Stanley Kubrick during my time in Hollywood. That is not him. It's a lookalike, but it is not him. So that's out there. Hollow Earth is out there. They're out there just trying to junk up. The process is called kookification, and that's actually a term of craft in propaganda circles. Kookification. Plant something on them that makes them look like a nutcase so people will just turn away. And so everybody who's in the independent media, myself, RBN, hopefully Alex Jones, and the rest, we have to be very careful. We have to be more professional than the professional media people. We have to vet our sources. We have to double check. We have to have independent confirmation on this stuff. And understand that people that we may think we know and trust for years may turn out to be working against us. So we have to be very, very careful. One good example is the story that was circulating around that 31 states had refused to give voter info. Now, according to Chris Kobach, who's the vice chair of the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity, is saying right now only 14 states are withholding that voting data. Not 31, not 41, only 14. 1-4. And so, but again, those states are obviously afraid of something. And on the original list of states that were withholding the data, most of them were Democratic strongholds. Okay, we already got that. Now, talking about influencing the media, one of the ways the corporate media is trying to rebuild, remanufacture its credibility is basically going through a song and dance that says, we're going to do a better job, we're going to start checking ourselves more carefully. Well, you should have been checking yourself all along, but that's another story entirely. Now, apparently, Soros has dropped $500,000 on a fact-checking organization over in Great Britain, the Open Society Foundation and Omidyar Network, to produce new tools to counter what it calls misinformation, and these tools are going to be made available to the corporate media to make sure that viewers of corporate media never see any double plus ungood news as decided upon by George Soros and his people. Somehow, I don't think that's going to reassure anybody that they're getting the truth and the facts from the corporate media. Remember, one of the signals that the Soviet Union was about to come down was when the Soviet citizens stopped reading Pravda and Izvestia, because they just knew it was nothing but lies and propaganda. The same thing is being repeated right now with our corporate media. And the Soviet Union did have their version of the independent media called the Samizdat. And it wasn't on video and internet radio back then. It was all being done with fax machines. But it proved to be just as effective. Meanwhile, over at the New York Slimes, apparently on Tuesday, they had a quote from a parody North Korea Twitter account, and the New York Times reported it was an actual statement from the North Korean government. They're not checking. They're just looking for anything that can be used to inflame public opinion against North Korea. And they ran a statement from a parody North Korea Twitter account as an actual official statement from North Korea. That's getting out there pretty desperate. And Glenn Beck apparently has come on out and said the corporate media isn't interested in facts and truth anymore. They literally have accepted a new role of promoting the leftist globalist agenda. And that's their job, to propagandize you. As Mika Brzezinski said on MSNBC, the job of the corporate media is to control what you think. Now, are you comfortable with the idea of having what you think under somebody else's control? I'm certainly not. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Brendan in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to take advantage of this meme wars and just tell you what a pleasure it's been to finally have a laugh about something, like on a gut level. I've just been loving it. With all the stress and all the tension and all the nonsense, to actually be able to genuinely enjoy something and have a great laugh, it's been a wonderful thing. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
So, what have you, please tell me you've gotten a chuckle out of it, because things are just getting so hot.
There's actually more and more to laugh about these days on several different fronts.
Yeah, well, you do see a bit of a turn, and it's like they're giving Trump like an inch here and there, where they were just, you know, sorry, I'm driving through a construction zone right now, but they've actually been giving him a little bit of an inch, and maybe the tide is finally turning, because you can't deny the fact that he won in a landslide, and these people didn't just go off the planet Earth. They're still here, and they're still consuming news and information. So I forget who said it, but somebody was suggesting that the mainstream media is finally saying, "Man, we're gonna go broke if we don't modify our behavior." I guess.
Well, I would like to see that happen, but again, we had that comment that came out that CNN it basically sees the majority of their remaining audience among the liberal Democrats, and it sees its way to profitability and increased viewership by basically pandering to the fantasy that Donald Trump stole the election from Hillary. In other words, they're just telling their audience what they think their audience wants to hear, and that's going to get them by for a little while. But at some point, somebody in the corporate media is going to have to break ranks and say, we need to stop being political advocates. We were never supposed to be political advocates. We need to go back to basically serving in our traditional role as watchdog on government abuse. That's what needs to happen. Unfortunately, the people signing all those paychecks don't want to see that happen. We're still in the middle of a huge fight for the minds of the American people.
Right, and I've thought a lot about this, Mike. After listening to the show, I really played this through my head and try to come up with, thoughts and ideas that are a little bit off the mainstream. But I think Trump really needs to throw them a bone. For example, pardon Snowden, get that other Navy submariner out of jail. Like, throw these folks a bone and just see how they react.
Who do you mean these folks? I'm not clear on that.
Okay, so I think we would agree that, and in fact, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I agree with CNN. This country is full of a bunch of idiots. They just happened to vote for Clinton, and I hate to say it, but I knew Sanders was like a false choice, and so I knew that early on. Before I even formulated my opinion about voting for Trump, I just...
Brandon, I'm sorry, I have to put you on pause. Do not hang up. We're going to do 3 minutes worth of commercials, and I'm going to come right back to you. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth and a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Brendan in San Francisco. And Brendan, can you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Well, it just seems like Trump could really do himself some good, and maybe the rest of us, if he would just pardon Snowden and that gentleman, that Navy sailor that got locked up for taking a photo, and any other, you know, incarcerated whistleblowers that are out there, and maybe even do a public apology, which would shame Obama for the stunts that he pulled on whistleblowers. I mean, he could really shed a light on this and shame the heck out of that Obama nation for the last 8 years.
Okay, well, let's put a pause on this for a moment, because the Navy sailor one was not a whistleblower. He just accidentally allowed some classified information out of his control, and he was thrown in prison for that, which just underscores the double standard when it came to Hillary, who exposed literally tens of thousands of classified U.S. State Department documents on her server, and nothing ever happened to her. In terms of Edward Snowden as a whistleblower, in terms of Julian Assange, I'm in agreement. They should be pardoned. It's not going to happen because I think Donald Trump, especially right now as he's dealing with the swamp, he's just as worried about whistleblowers as anybody else. And so it's not going to happen. But even so, I think right now the uppermost concern in the minds of the American people, whether they supported Hillary Clinton or they supported Donald Trump, is this continued reckless rush toward war in North Korea and Syria and Libya and everywhere else on the planet. I think that is uppermost in everybody's mind right now, along with the fact that Trump really doesn't seem able to do much about the coming economic crash. And everything else, even the stuff that we agree that Trump is doing right, pales in comparison to those two main problems.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, thanks for the clarification, because I do recall he did take a photo harmlessly enough. I'll be honest with you, Mike, I'm so beaten down with all the fear-mongering over the past, like, since 9/11. I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to... They have too much skin in the game, these psychopathic money junkies. Unless they have extraterrestrial vehicles to leave this rock, they're not going to destroy it and contaminate it beyond a habitable thing for them. I mean, they're having too much fun ripping us all off.
Okay, Brendan, look back through history at people like Caligula or Nero and realize that leaders, when they get power mad, they get drunk with the power, they get greedy, they will destroy their own cultures. It has happened many times in history. It could be happening again right now. But you're absolutely right. The addition of the nuclear element, plus along with whatever biological weapons they're playing with out there, it's hardly a new idea that World War III or World War IV might be the end of life on Earth. Look at the movie On the Beach as a good example of that.
If it happens, it's going to be Israel doing a false flag, setting off a nuke, or shooting Trump's plane out of the air, something dramatic, and then blame, you know, whomever they want, and then, you know, we're their slaves, so we'll go fight their illegal wars. I can't see it. I can't see North Korea, only in a defensive measure, like you said. I agree with you 100%. And it's just ridiculous how we love to disarm these countries in a cowardice, you know, sanctions, and then go in there and destroy them.
So, that's exactly what it is. Get them to give up their guns, and then you can go on in and commit genocide on them. And a little reminder for all the gun grabbers out there, the gun supporters out there, every genocide of the 20th century was preceded by the disarming of the eventual target population. And all the U.S. government is doing is applying that same practice on the scale of nations rather than individuals. Brendan, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up here on another commercial break, and then we'll be back with more news and more phone calls after these words from our sponsors. So please stay tuned. We're going to be doing the economic news after we get back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking about the economic news now. And France has just announced 60 billion, with a B, euros of austerity cuts. And they're enforcing economic austerity. The cuts are going to come from government spending. Despite the fact that France right now is in a major economic stagnation, and the French people are just, they're voicing their disapproval. They are tired of that constant message from the money junkies, you must make do with less so we can have more, you must make do with less so we can have more, you must make do with less so we can have more. And we're seeing this all over Europe, not just in France, obviously in Greece we're seeing it, we saw it in Cyprus, we're seeing it in Italy and Spain. The people around the world are just fed up with this private central banking scam. We have been enslaved to it for 300 years. And enough is enough is enough. We are being ruled, controlled, looted, and plundered, and all with nothing more than ink, paper, and numbers in a computer. Now, as you know, there's a big debate going on over the minimum wage in this country. And I'm fully on board with finding some way to get working and middle-class Americans fairer compensation for their labor in order to have that capital available to pump back into the economy at the shopping malls, the car dealerships, and so forth and so on. And it is amazing that the money junkies don't seem to understand that the less you give the ordinary working people, the less they will spend and the more the financial troubles will increase. But apparently over in St. Louis, they're going to drop their minimum wage from $10 an hour to $7.70 an hour. And that is going to be a major, major problem. We're already seeing all over the country what they're calling the retail apocalypse. And cities are already reporting a decrease in sales tax. They're trying to blame online shopping and get more taxes passed on online commerce, which would be fine. But the real problem is ordinary people do not have the money to spend, either in brick-and-mortar stores or online. They just don't have it. You cannot run a national economy with just a few thousand people having all the money, because there are only a few thousand of them, and they can't run to all the shopping malls and buy up all the manufactured goods. It's just not going to happen. That's really what's going on. And the money junkies can't see it because, like any other drug addict, they are oblivious to anything except where that next fix will be coming. Apparently, Bon-Ton Stores, Sears, and J. Crew lead the list of retailers with a high risk of default. Of course, Sears has been on death watch for quite a bit of time. SoundCloud just cut 40% of their staff, trying to get out of the red and back into the black. It's happening all over. So let's talk about what's going on in Europe. Story coming out of the Express. European Union ministers are now seriously considering a radical shift in the immigration policy because of all the problems that are going on. They're going to start turning the migrant boats back to Africa, not even let them get on shore. Even the globalists appear to be blinking on this. Bill Gates is now out there saying, yeah, this has gone too far. And I know what they're thinking. They're not all of a sudden getting a sense of conscience, a guilty conscience. What it is they're realizing that this refugee influx could shatter the European Union and that united Europe is a major stepping stone to a united planet. And so that's why they're pulling back on the refugee. They're trying to save the European Union from breaking apart. It may be too late. The globalist New World Order agenda is in serious, serious trouble right now. Apparently, the globalists over in the White House are using the National Economic Council to try and undermine President Trump's agenda. Donald Trump is trying to do what's best for the American economy. And it certainly needs all the help it can get. And these globalists are out there saying, oh, no, no, it's our job to take care of the rest of the world. Meanwhile, over in immigration, it's weird. France is now allowing 100 known terror suspects to own firearms. They're calling it a shocking security blunder. This after a known gun enthusiast attacked the police in Paris. And by the way, being a gun enthusiast does not make you dangerous, unless you're set up by the FBI or something like that. Speaking of being shot and gun bans, over in Chicago, which has the strictest gun laws in this country, over the 4th of July holiday weekend, 102 people were shot, 15 people killed. Thank goodness for all those gun laws that disarmed all those law-abiding citizens. Or one of these shooters, one of these assailants, one of these criminals might have been harmed. We can't let that happen. Not when you have a criminal society and a criminal government. You have to protect those street criminals. Ridiculous here. Now, Oliver Stone has produced and Friedrich Moser has directed a new documentary called A Good American. And it is it features an NSA analyst turned whistleblower who basically is laying out the story of a terrorist monitoring system the U.S. government launched in the wake of the first World Trade Center attack back in the 1990s. Remember the World Trade Center bombing? But for some reason, this terrorist monitoring system was shut down just weeks before 9/11 happened. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I'm sure there's no connection with all these stand down orders and we don't really need this. We're going to turn this off and we're going to make sure that all the war planes are well away from New York and Washington on military drills. We don't need all these systems. Nothing is ever going to happen to us. Now, do you remember Hobby Lobby? They're a national franchise of hobbyist stores, and we used to have one in North Hollywood that I went to a lot. They had a lot of really cool stuff there. But they got into trouble over some hiring practices and religious discrimination, and now they're in hot water again because apparently Hobby Lobby got involved in the black market trade of artifacts looted from Iraq following the U.S. invasion. There was a lot of stuff disappeared from Iraq. The only thing the U.S. forces were protecting was the oil ministry. They left the Baghdad Museum wide open, and it got plundered. They're still trying to get all that stuff back. But apparently, Hobby Lobby has agreed to surrender thousands of these artifacts that they acquired and pay a $3 million fine to resolve this civil action the Justice Department brought against the company. Now, I understand the allure of ancient artifacts. But again, if you know they've been stolen or you suspect they've been stolen, any legitimately traded artifact is going to have a provenance trail that says this came from this location. It was put into the possession of these people who sold it to this person, who told it to this person, so forth and so on. If you ever watch American Pickers, which is a fun show, and I like to watch it because they're out there oohing and aahing and over things I knew as a kid and saying, oh, this is worth so much money, and it's a lot of fun. I keep thinking, if only I had kept that stuff. So, I digress. They're always talking about on items that have a claim to historical importance, is there a paper trail? Because otherwise, anybody can make up any story about any object. Same thing with Pawn Stars. They're always dealing with that. If you bring in an old sword and you say it's an old sword, well, that's all well and good. If you bring in an old sword and say, this was used by Ulysses S. Grant, and this was in a recent episode of American Pickers, there's got to be some proof, and not just the guy saying, well, I absolutely trust the guy who sold this to me. That's not going to make it. And the same thing in the world of ancient artifacts. And one more warning for those of you who actually have money and are into these things. There's a lot of fraud in ancient artifacts. Because, amazingly enough, in a lot of countries, there isn't actually a law against counterfeiting ancient artifacts. If you're in the United States of America and you make a copy of an American coin, that's counterfeiting. And you can and will go to jail for that. If you counterfeit ancient coins, which is a lucrative specialty in the numismatic world, there's no law against it. Consequently, when you're dealing with ancient coins, you will find a lot of fakes. Oddly enough, some of those fakes have actually turned out to be more collectible and worth more money than the original they were copied from, again, because of the history. All right, I've wandered off down that trail long enough. Apparently, resveratrol, found in grapes, is found to kill cancer stem cells. This is coming from researchers at Penn State Hershey Cancer Institute. They have found a potential cure for colon cancer, and they've discovered that compounds found in grapes could be effective in treating colon cancer. And the combination of resveratrol and grapeseed extract is very effective at killing colon cancer cells. And what we're learning is that these compounds are not toxic to healthy cells. And I bet this will all be bought up by the pharmaceutical industries, who will then put it on a back shelf because they make much more money off their patented chemotherapy. You would think with our modern technology that something as simple as a bearing would be a fairly robust technology. But as you know, a lot of people go through hip replacement, and apparently they're still working out the kinks where apparently these so-called metal-on-metal hip replacements, patients are being recalled for x-rays. These people are at risk of muscle or bone damage, even blood poisoning. And I understand one of the areas of concern is that if blood is leaking into that joint and it's being ground up, you have that buildup of dead blood cells, which are necrotic and can lead to all kinds of complications. Now, when I was still working on industrial videos, we worked with a local doctor who'd come out with a really cool little system for hip replacement. And it was basically just a protective sheath on the hip bone. And it looked like it was going to work, but last I heard, he's still waiting for approval on that one here. Now, one of the big scandals that we have back dealing with the Clintons is the tainted blood scandal, where Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, and they made a deal with a blood harvesting company to go to the Arkansas prisons and harvest blood from which would be made medications for hemophilia patients. And they did not screen for illnesses like HIV. And these blood products were sent on out, and a lot of people became very sick, and the Clintons made money off of this deal. And apparently it is not confined to the United States. Over in Great Britain at the National Health Service, secret files have revealed that patients were being given deadly contaminated blood for at least 5 years after NHS officials became aware there was a problem. Modern medicine doesn't seem concerned at all with actual health or wellness. It's just making money. It's making more money. Okay, let's see what we have here. Ah, this is a very cool story. And again, it tells you the sort of skullduggery the CIA is into. This happened all the way back in 1951, a year before I was born. And over in France, there was a village that all of a sudden became plagued with hallucinations and mass insanity. And at the time, it was assumed it had been an outbreak of ergotism. Now, ergot is a mold that is specific to rye bread, and it is a powerful hallucinogen. It's even mentioned in the writings of Shakespeare. It was actually part of the mixture for what was called flying ointment. The modern image of a witch on the broomstick actually originated with these women who knew herbal medicines, taking the ergot and other compounds and making this ointment, rubbing it on their broom, and then basically rubbing themselves on it to absorb the hallucinogen, and they would just have these drug trips. And that's where that originated. Of course, the modern version, they're actually up in the sky, they're properly dressed, and so forth and so on. But that's what ergot is. In high dosages, it can be very, very toxic. And at the time, in 1951 in France, it was assumed that there had been an outbreak of ergot. Well, apparently, recently declassified documents have confirmed that the CIA was conducting a test, and they basically sprayed this entire French town with LSD. And, you know, they were just playing with LSD. They were in love with it. It was at the height of MK Ultra, and they were testing it out on college students and trying to see if it could be used to control populations or used as a truth serum. And it was actually the CIA, and this was covered in History Channel's America's War on Drugs. The CIA literally triggered the LSD craze in the United States because those college kids who volunteered for this program loved the experience and said, what was this stuff? And they said, oh, it's LSD. Oh, we got to figure out how to make that stuff. That was all coming out of the CIA. If it hadn't been for the CIA's MKUltra, there never would have been an LSD epidemic in this country. But, I mean, the CIA did this to a foreign country's population. And that's the reality of the CIA. They are not the wonderful, swell bunch of people in the Tom Clancy novels or the movies. We'd like them to be. They aren't. They're mafia thugs wrapped in the American flag. They think they're above the law. The laws don't apply to them. They're guiding the future of the country. Some of the heads of these intelligence agencies, they start seeing themselves as really being the boss. J. Edgar Hoover, when he was running the FBI, used to call his office the seat of the U.S. government. And in a real way, that was true because he had the blackmail goods on all the top politicians. We'll be right back after these.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. Have you got the money? Well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up at the top of the hour here, got a few stories to talk about. We mentioned earlier in the show about ClimateGate and what's really going on. And I think we reported last week, earlier in the week, there was skiing in California at Mammoth, over at Lake Tahoe on July 4th for the first time ever. They were able to just get out there and ski on July 4th. Now, what's really going on, of course, I mean, the world was warming back in the 1990s, but human activity does not dominate the climate. That giant pulsing, fusing ball of hydrogen in the sky does. And astronomers are finally coming to realize that it does go through cycles. Now, we're all familiar with the 11-year sunspot cycle and the 22-year magnetic cycle, but we've only been able to study the sun scientifically for about 100 years, although astronomers have been keeping track of the number of sunspots longer than that, which is why we know about the Maunder minimum. But they're now starting to understand there are larger, longer-term cycles that are only just now beginning to repeat, and so we know that they're there. And three of these cycles are lining up on the low point over the next few years. They're calling it the super minimum, the super solar minimum. And that's what's really going on. Now, we're all kind of jumping around and looking at Michael Mann with his little fraudulent hockey stick, and he's up there in a court in Canada. Apparently, a Canadian climatologist, Dr. Tim Ball, was calling global warming a fraud. It's a hoax, just like Donald Trump. And Michael Mann tried to sue him, but it's backfired on him horribly because the court said, okay, show us your raw data on which you based a reasonable, realistic conclusion that there was a hockey stick. And Michael Mann has refused. And he is now at risk of contempt of court charges and a finding for the defendant in this case, and it's going to be a huge embarrassment. Now, there's been a new study out. This is being reported in principiascientific.org. And it's a peer-reviewed study that tried to validate current surface temperature data sets managed by NASA, NOAA, and the UK Met Office. And it discovered all of them are making adjustments to the raw temperature data. And the excuse is always that, well, we have to correct for biases in the data. Well, if you're just reading a thermometer, where is the bias? And the study found that all of these adjustments to correct for the bias were always toward the warmer end. And these adjustments by these government agencies account for nearly all of the claimed warming in the recent climate data. They're still fudging the records out there. Over at Breitbart.com, they've got Dillingpole out there saying exactly the same thing. If you look at the way they're handling the data, they are still handling the data. They're rigging it. They're still trying to sell you that humans are warming the earth. We'll be right back after station break.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger,
so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.